This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We can now add Microsoft to the list of companies trying to woo users by producing original TV shows. Well, sort of original. According to the Financial Times, the premium service for the new Xbox One gaming console will offer new episodes of Blake's Seven. That's a BBC science fiction show from the 1970s. What's the point of revamping a cult show for exclusive play on Xbox Live? Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
So in some ways, this sounds like what Netflix is doing with offering or bankrolling original content so that people will get excited about using the service. And you're a gamer, I know. So do you think this will convince gamers to sign up?
You know, actually, your analogy is perfect because Netflix doesn't own the content that they're presenting as original content. They're buying the rights to the very first window for that content, and Microsoft's doing the same thing. It's a differentiator if you were waffling between getting an Xbox and a PlayStation, but I don't think one TV show is going to convince anybody to buy anything. I think it's the first of a series of content, and I think as they add more and more original content, they will differentiate themselves.
Do you think it will court people who are not Xbox users?
Highly unlikely that anybody who's not a gamer is going to buy an Xbox just to watch other entertainment content. But, you know, if you think about the average household in America, there are parents and there are children present. And if you're an enterprising, resourceful 16-year-old boy, you can use the original content argument as a reason to get your parents to buy you an Xbox. So, you know, I think, yes, you will get more family members in the household with the gamer. I mean, I think this is analogous to Amazon Prime, you know, free streaming. People don't, you know, get Amazon Prime for the streaming. They get Amazon Prime for the free shipping. But once they have it, they like the streaming, and that makes them less likely to quit.
Michael Pachter is an analyst with Wedbush Securities. Michael, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks very much, Ben.